Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor here with your local news update for Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News and the Sentinel. Here are the headlines for this week. In Glasshouse Country, a petition signed by 226 people has been tabled at Sunshine Coast Council calling for major changes to a proposed school development in the heart of Glasshouse Mountains. We've still got more news on the $5.5 billion Wave Rail project, the release of Stage 1 maps for this huge line that's going to connect Biwa to Caloundra has stirred strong debate in the community, with the proposed route set to affect local businesses, potentially even the 89-year-old Biwa co-op. We've got a really nice story about Mullaney clay workers who have turned their craft into community support, raising $2,000 for the Mullaney Neighbourhood Centre through a project cleverly dubbed the Common Bowl, and also a nice story about the Glasshouse Country Men's Shed, which was declared the Senior Community Group of the Year at the 2025 Fisher Community Awards. So plenty going on in Glasshouse Country. Over at the Sentinel, Stephanie Laycock has been sworn in as Somerset Regional Council's newest councillor. She's just 27 years old and a real go-getter in the agribusiness sector over at Toogoolawa. So congratulations to Stephanie, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about her and her goals in council. North Lakes is set to become home to a landmark $180 million tourism and dining precinct featuring an upscale five-star hotel, high-end restaurants and boutique retail, so plenty going along North Lakes, which some are dubbing as the new mini James Street, which we know is out there in New Farm as well. There's also plenty of pics. We're out and about all weekend, a beautiful spring weekend, so plenty of socials to see and sport as well. So that's a snapshot of the story shaping both those regions. You can read more in this week's edition of GCNN News in the Sentinel, which will be out from tomorrow. This is Mitch, and I'll be back for more next week.